You're locked into Elevated Radio FM.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and welcoming you, or I should say welcoming to the show right now, is a gentleman who's based out of Kula, Hawaii. He is the CEO at Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corporation. His name is Ken Crumpy. You can reach out to him and the people over at Enlightened Living Enterprises at 808-876-1370, or go to the website expertvedicastrology.com. That's expert. Vedic is spelled V-E-D-I-C. V-E-D-I-C, and then astrology.com. expertvedicastrology.com. And again, Ken Crumpy is his name. Ken, welcome to the program, and how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing well, and thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get started here, Ken, do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the work that you do over at Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corporation.
We are a 501c3. We've been in existence about 17 years. And I work with a very great pundit of astrology, probably among the top in the world. His name is Pandit Ramanand Shastri.
Okay.
He and his family have been astrologers for over 1,200 years. He's the 41st in a continual line of generations of astrologers.
All right.
And we work together. He works in India and runs our programs there, and I run all the international office in Maui, Hawaii. And my role is to be the filter both ways. I have a PhD in Vedic astrology.
Right.
And I help to interpret what he's saying to our customers, and also the other way around. I help those people to understand what it is that we do in terms of astrology and yagya.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a great place to leave off on my next question here, Ken. Okay. What is it that you guys do?
We have a full range of astrological readings, okay. Life readings, one-year readings, five-year readings, and specialty things as well, such as medical astrology.
Right.
Such as Muhurta, or auspicious times to begin activities, and compatibility readings. And we follow the Vedic astrology, which is the oldest system of astrology, goes back over 5,000 years,
right.
And is very accurate. And then we offer a whole range of what we call remedial majors. So if the Vedic astrology shows that there's something that's not a good karma that's coming towards somebody,
mm-hmm.
then we do yagya performances, we prescribe astrological gemstones, amulets, planetary massage oils, and so on that people can use to help mitigate the negative energies that are coming from their karmas.
Right. All right. Well, that's something I've never heard of before. I mean, I've heard of astrology, of course. But I never heard that you could actually do something to kind of ward off something that could be coming your way.
Yes, and not every astrologer knows that, and not every astrologer has a yagya program. We employ 350 to 450 yagya priests, Vedic priests, who are trained from the age of 5 and 6 to recite specific mantras that create frequencies in any particular direction that you want.
Right.
The universe is nothing but frequency, and there are concordant frequencies and discordant frequencies. And discordant frequencies, we could say, are the bad karma that cause our lives to fall apart. Whereas
okay.
Yagya creates concordant frequencies in any direction. So you can create a frequency of prosperity if you need more prosperity. You can
right.
create a frequency of good health for people that need good health, a frequency that removes obstacles in daily life.
Right.
And so on. There's basically yagya performances for anything
right.
that come up.
Wow. All
and,
right. Well, that's kind of enlightening. I never knew any of that kind of stuff existed. And I think most people haven't been exposed to this, Ken, so it's great that we have you on talking about it. Now, another thing that has caught my attention is you're saying Vedic astrology. I didn't know there was more than one.
Oh, yes. And, I mean, there's Chinese astrology as well, and there's Western astrology, which is what everybody thinks of as astrology.
Well, yeah, and I think that's probably correct. That's what we all think of, is just the one that we know. We look at the newspaper, hey, what does my sign say for today?
Yeah, and the thing about it is that Western astrology is too general, and it's not accurate, and it gives astrology a bad name. So people say, you know, for instance, if you have 6 billion people on the planet,
right,
and there are 12 signs of the zodiac, mm-hmm, that means that 500 million people have the same prediction. If you look in the newspaper and you say, okay, Gemini or Taurus, and the dates when the sun will be in those signs, according to Western astrology, then you have 500 million people with the same prediction every day, which is ludicrous.
Right.
Astrology, in terms of Vedic astrology, is based on individual birth time. And there are no two people that have the same birth time. Even identical twins, maybe they're born in the same place, have different times of birth. And so the readings that you make up in Vedic astrology are based on the individual birth time, and then they have to be read by an expert astrologer.
Right.
And I have to be honest that 99% of astrologers are amateurs, and only very few are experts,
right,
like Pandit Shastri. And so to get an accurate reading, you have to have a correct birth time, and we actually do what's called birth time rectification to help people find their correct birth time if they don't know it.
Okay.
And to the second. And also, you know, then you have need an expert astrologer to read the chart of that particular person. So Western astrology is based on the tropical zodiac,
mm-hmm,
where the heavens are right now. But Vedic astrology is based on the original zodiac, which is called the sidereal zodiac. And that is because the earth wobbles.
Right.
The earth is tilted at about 23 degrees, and it wobbles on its axis. So every year, the first day of spring, the equinox, is 56 seconds of arc different than what it was the year before. And over time, over about 23,000 years, that wobble of the earth changes the placements. Right now it's about 24 degrees. So if you don't account for the wobble of the earth in the going back to the original zodiac, then you can't get accurate readings.
Right.
And the other thing that Vedic astrology offers that Western astrology doesn't is called the dasha system. And that's based on the position of the moon according to constellation,
mm-hmm,
at the time of your birth. And at that time, when your chart's grown, there are 12 different what's called dasha periods.
Okay.
Or 9 different dasha periods based on a 120-year lifespan. The current astrology is based on a maximum lifespan of 120 years.
All right.
The oldest person in the world just died this week. It was 116. And then each of the 9 planets rules a certain number of years in your life. Venus is the longest, rules 20 years. Sun is the shortest, rules 6 years.
Right.
And so you divide up the 120 years by those dasha periods, and then there are sub-periods of those 9 planets as well. And that gives you an accurate understanding of when the karmas are coming to you. Astrology is not a prediction for the future, like most people think.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's not. And then people get disappointed. Well, they didn't predict my future accurately.
Right.
And it shows the cycles of karma that you're bringing into this lifetime, which is set at the time of birth.
Okay.
And when the cycles will be good for you, nobody has all bad and nobody has all good. So it's when the cycles of karma are good, when the cycles are bad. And so it's like a roadmap of what's coming when. And so of all of the karmas from all the lifetimes, we bring in one suitcase, and that's called the Prarabdha Karma, or the karma that's commenced. And that karma is what's shown in the Jyotish chart, or the Vedic astrology chart. And it tells us what's coming when. But we also have free will in the present. So every moment, every second, we're making choices, and that's the karma that we're creating in the present.
Right.
And that karma is always more powerful than the free will of the past. And that's why we can do something in the present. That's why those remedial measures are there, mm-hmm. of yagya, gemstones, and so meditation. We can change the frequencies that are coming towards us from our past in the present so that our future home is better and better and better than what we had coming from the past.
Right.
Okay, now let me ask you this. How important is it, because I've also heard that you're supposed to find out location. Not only birth time, but location is very important as well.
Yes. Birth time, birthplace, and birthday and year are all important to get the accurate birth chart for an individual. And, we do that. Most people know where they were born, mm-hmm. and they know what day and year they were born.
Right.
But I would say that, just as a caution for people, everyone has the wrong birth time.
Right.
even those people that have birth certificates,
right.
the hospital only fills out the birth certificate for hour and minute. They don't include the seconds. And the seconds are very important to determine the timing of events.
Okay. So then how do you track that down, especially if it was something like, I was born in 1966. All right, I'm giving my age away. and I believe it was around 3:15 or 3:30. I'd have to look at the birth certificate just to make sure in the afternoon. But then how do you go about saying, okay, we're going to actually track it down to the second? How do you go about doing that?
There's a procedure called birth time rectification. And I would say less than 1 in 100 pundits knows how to do it. And it's a way of finding your birth time, like Pandit Shastri does, to the second. And it's very scientific, actually. Mm-hmm. In physics, we have what's called a closed system, and a closed system has a beginning and an end. And in terms of human life, the closed system that we have is our physical body. We may have our soul or our mental body or emotional body that are maybe more infinite and eternal. Mm-hmm. But the physical body has a beginning and an end. Everybody's born and everybody dies. So a physical system you can think of like a ruler of 12 inches. And if you pick any point on that ruler, you can know what comes before it and you know what comes after it. And so in terms of our physical life,
right.
we may not know the zero point of the ruler. We may not know our birth time.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other events that have taken place in our life that are set in stone.
Gotcha.
The day we got married, the day our brothers and sisters were born, the day a parent died, or a grandparent died.
So in other words, those other events that have already happened in your life play into, and I guess lead you to discover what the actual birth time is?
Yes, because
wow.
What an expert astrologer can do, like Pandit Shastri, is he will, in the computer, he can tweak the Jyotish chart by 1 second at a time, 1.5 seconds at a time, and until all of those things line up on the ruler.
Okay.
All of those things have to be true.
Right.
And then he can go back and find the zero point, and not just find it to the hours and minutes, but also find it the seconds. And I had this problem when my parents always said, oh, your birth time was 8:15 p.m.
Right.
Because it's not on the birth certificate. And I used that for years, but the timing of events of the dasha periods was happening 2 months later than what it was supposed to happen. And then they called me out of the blue one day and said, oh, we really been thinking about it. Your birth time was really 8:05. And so I started using 8:05, and everything was happening 2 months earlier. And I explained that to Pandit Shastri back in the 80s when I first met him.
Right.
And he just laughed, and he said, yes, you have the wrong birth time. And he did a birth time rectification for me, and it came out to 8:10:47.
Wow.
And as soon as he did that, everything lined up. The chart, he read the chart, it was perfect. And the timing, I can feel the changing of the dasha periods on the days they're supposed to happen.
Right.
You know, from Saturn to, Mercury or whatever is coming next, then I can feel that shift. And so to get an accurate reading, that birth time rectification is important. I recommend it for everybody, even though most people feel, oh, I have my birth time. And unless you're really paying attention to it,
yeah.
Like when our daughter was born, I set my watch to atomic time. And the doctors allowed us to get the exact birth time. And the exact birth time is when the body of the baby is comes separate from the body of the mother. Even if the umbilical cord is still connected,
okay.
It's not about the first breath.
Right. It's not about the crown of the head. It's about the entire body.
When the entire body is separate, then you have a separate physical body.
Gotcha.
And that's the time of birth. And for my daughter, I got that to the second.
Wow.
But most people, and parents that are aware of this, do get the birth time to the second. But other than that, most people from the past have no idea. So even a minute difference in a birth time, you know, can make many weeks difference in the timing, accurate timing of events in your
right.
life. And once you get that down, Jyotish is fantastic. It really helps you to understand what's coming your way.
All
so
right.
if you do a one-year reading, you know what's coming for the year. You know the time periods to be careful of being sick or
mm-hmm.
having allergies.
Right.
You know the time periods when you're going to make money. You know the time periods when you may be cheated by somebody. You know the time periods that you may be in an accident. And I know from firsthand experience that these things happen every day. I can tell you so many stories of people that I had a friend here on Maui that went swimming in the ocean every day at 5 p.m. after he got off work. And when his one-year reading came in, we were 2 days into a one-week period, and it said, don't swim in the ocean this week or you'll be attacked by sharks.
Wow.
And I immediately picked up the phone because I knew he'd have his cell phone on the beach. And I called him and I read it to him. And then he didn't answer. I went silent for 30 seconds. And I said, are you still there? And he said, Ken, you won't believe this. I was just in the ocean and I was surrounded by sharks.
Wow.
And I said, what did you do? He said, I swam like hell to get out of there. You know,
I screamed like a girl and swam as quick as I could.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I have those experiences with people every day.
Right.
A man called me and he said, you know, Pandashastri told me not to drive this week or I'd be in a fatal car accident. And he said, what do you think? I said, if Pandashastri told you that, you don't drive this week.
Right.
And, you know, I worked with him. I was in Cleveland at that time mm-hmm. teaching for a couple months. And the next day he disappeared. And I didn't know where he went. 2 days later, I got a call from a lieutenant in the Tennessee Police Department. And he said, we regret to inform you that your friend was driving in Tennessee, slipped on the ice, went into oncoming traffic, and died instantly.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my God, he went anyway.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's how accurate astrology can be with the correct birth time and an expert astrologer.
Yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately, that's not what we get most of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Again, we're talking with our guest, Ken Crumpy. He is the CEO at Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corp out of Kula, Hawaii. If you want to find out more, it's amazing what we've been hearing. Reach out to him directly at 808-876-1370 or go to expertvedicastrology.com. Vedic is spelled V-E-D-I-C, so expertvedicastrology.com. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to hear more of these stories, Ken. It's amazing stuff.
Okay.
All right. So we'll take this quick break. More with him after these words right here on Elevated Radio.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and today we are joined by our guest, Mr. Ken Crumpy. He is the CEO at Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corp, based out of Kula, Hawaii. A wonderful place, I bet. I've never visited, but it's on my list.
Definitely visit.
ExpertVedicAstrology.com is the website. Again, ExpertVedic, V-E-D-I-C, astrology.com, or give them a call at 808-876-1370. And it's amazing stuff you've been sharing with us, Ken, so thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, let me ask you this question. I'm sure a lot of people, you know, when they find out what you do, they're like, okay, how do I get started? What is the first step? How does somebody say, you know, get this process started of getting a proper, you know, Vedic astrology reading done?
We like to talk to people on the phone when they first become interested so that we can kind of explain things in more detail. But you can always apply through the internet on our website. You can order any of the readings, any of the yagyas. It's better to get a reading done first to get the yagya recommendations, because the pundit, whenever he does a reading, oh, and by the way, our readings all come typed in English by email. So that's something that I think we do that nobody else does.
All right.
And it's like 8 to 10 pages usually. And then everything's typed for you. So you have your predictions for life or predictions for the coming year. And you know exactly when you will have trouble times and need to do a yagya to help remediate the negative energies.
Okay.
And so the readings can be ordered. The birth time rectifications can be ordered. Medical astrology readings, and sometimes we will get your order and then we'll send you an application form, and you just fill out the application form as best as possible.
Right.
And if have any questions at any point, we do unlimited follow-up questions. So if someone does a reading and then 6 months down the road they have a question that they didn't think of at the time of the reading, just send us an email. Pandit Shastri answers dozens of questions every day.
Right.
And I just make sure that they're presented to him in a way that he will answer them. And then, and I try to not waste his time.
Right.
Because of, he's so busy, and in India, he's organizing 350 yagya pundits. We do individual yagyas for people every day. And there's a donation for those. But since we're a 501c3 charity, it's 100% tax deductible.
Right. Okay, well, that's good to know. So now, how long, once somebody, you know, goes through the process, right, does it take a few weeks to get the information back, I guess the reading to be done? Or
sometimes the readings take a little longer, like a month or so, because Pandit Shastri's in such great demand. As I mentioned, he's one of the top astrologers in the world. I've been working with him for 17 years, and there has never been a time when there wasn't a queue.
Right.
And we do first come, first serve. There's no ego policy. And so whoever signs up first gets their reading done first. And then the yagyas we can take care of. Once that's done, we can take care of that within 1 or 2 days. They can be scheduled.
Right.
All of the other products, Jyotish Gemstones, are also recommended in the readings. If everyone, when they do their first reading, they get yagya recommendations for the term of the reading and gemstone recommendations for life. And the idea is that yagyas are done to mitigate negative planetary influences when they come up. The gemstones are worn to strengthen planets that are always positive. In everyone's chart, there's one or two planets that are always good for them. And so you wear the gemstones of those 24/7
right.
for your whole life,
mm-hmm.
and it enhances those positive influences from those planets. So I wear ruby, which is the gemstone for sun, and sun is the best planet in my chart.
Right.
So I'm always strengthening the influence. It's sun represents windfalls of money, prosperity, good fortune, and so I'm always wearing the ruby.
Right.
And other people, their gemstones are different. And that's determined, you know, there's many different systems in Vedic astrology even for determining the proper gemstones. But the system that Panchashastra use, I can guarantee you, is the best.
Right.
And, I studied all 20 in India, but this one is by far the right way to do it,
right.
where you strengthen the planets that are always good for you.
Okay, now, let me ask you this, because, you know, say somebody signs up today. Right, and it takes a little while. Maybe they don't get their information back from you until, let's say, August. You know, sometime mm-hmm. in August. So now, is that reading good from that point to 1 year? You know, the following year at August on that same day.
No, it's the reading from the reading will start on the day that he does it.
Okay.
So if he doesn't do it until August, it'll right. start August 1st and go to August 1st the next year.
Right. Okay.
If it's 1 year, if it's a life reading. He will go through the first year to what's called the third level of dasha, which is a few weeks at a time,
mm-hmm.
to a few months at a time. And then some of the later periods he goes through your whole life
right.
Will be for maybe a few years at a time.
Right. All right. So it's...
Right, but a one-year reading is maybe 1 day to 10 days at a time for the whole year, so it's much more detailed.
Right. Yeah, I would expect that, because I mean, and it's probably something that people come back and be like, okay, that year is done, now let's do another year. You know what I mean? And trying to, you know, because we do have so many different things that are affecting us, whether it be relationships, career, children, stuff like that. And it's tough to, you know, kind of be like, all right, well, 5 years down the road, do I really need to know that information now, or should I focus on the more immediate time? You know what I mean?
Most of our customers do a one-year reading every year.
Right.
Because they find it invaluable.
Yeah.
And it just keeps them from making mistakes, having accidents, from dying.
Yeah.
Things like that.
It kept me from dying. Okay, yeah. I'll sign up for the year.
And sometimes, like around the year 2000, a lot of people did five-year readings because they wanted to project through Y2K.
Right.
And sometimes people do it that way. It's not as detailed, but it gives them a general perspective. But since Panchashastra will answer questions on any topic, sometimes people say, well, when will I get married?
Right.
And he will give them a time frame, a 1 or 2 year, sometimes it's just a few months, where a person is likely to find the person they're going to marry and get married.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people try for years, but they're not in the time frame that's favorable. The karma is not favorable for them to find or get married.
Right.
And so it's very helpful in that way. Knowing the times, I tell you, sometimes Panchashastra will say, and I'm healthy, I am a healthy person. And he'll say, oh, you're going to be sick for these 3 days. And I'll go, yeah, right.
Yeah, but you I know? Don't want to be.
Yeah, and to the day something happens, I'll get sick. And to the day he says it'll end, it ends, you know.
Right.
And sometimes people can do yagyas to prevent an illness if it's a longer period, or an allergy, or to prevent death.
Well, they say you can't cheat death, but I guess you can, in a way.
Yes, you can.
All
and,
right.
It's, you know, Panchashastra. Sometimes, about 3 to 4 times a year, he'll call me and he'll say, Ken, does this man know that he has cancer?
Right.
And I'll say, well, yeah, I think he knows he has cancer.
Right.
And he says, does he know he's going to die in 2 months? And I'll have to say, I don't know if he knows that. And he'll say, well, if he does these yagyas that I'm recommending, then he'll live for another 20 years.
Wow.
But if he doesn't do the yagyas, he'll die in 2 months. And he said, I can't tell him as a Jyotish ethics. I'm not allowed to tell a person when they're going to die.
Right.
But he said, I want you to make sure he does the yagyas.
Okay.
And wow. I've had it go both ways. I've had people do the Agyas and live another 20 years, and I've had people not do the Agyas and die.
Wow.
And so...
You know what, Ken? You can mark me down for living for an extra 20 years. I'll put that on mine. I'll check that box right away.
It's amazing how that works. And yeah. How many famous people he's helped in that way, that were at the end of their life and wanted to write a book or wanted to finish some part of their career and was able to do enough yagas so they could finish up the things they wanted to finish.
Wow. Well, you know what? It's all amazing stuff, and it's available to anyone if they reach out to Ken Crumpy directly. He's the CEO of Enlightened Living Enterprises Charitable Corp out of Kula, Hawaii. If you want to reach out to him, it's the phone number, 808-876-1370, or go to the website, expertvedicastrology.com. That's expert, Vedic, V-E-D-I-C, astrology.com, and find out more. You can find out a lot of great information on that website. You can get started today by signing up and reach out to Ken, and he'll make sure to point you in the right direction. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I do look forward to next week, Ken.
I do too.
All right, so we'll talk again next week. I can't wait for that conversation because there's a lot of questions I'm going to have for you. Till that time, have a great day. We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
Thank you.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.